This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Sarah Engstrom. She's the Chief Information Security Officer at CHS about protecting data on the farm during planting season. Sarah, as farmers continue to introduce technology on their operations and their equipment, what are the potential cybersecurity risks that open up during planting season?
There are a few things I can think of here. The first is that it's a busy time. People are tired, working long hours, and multitasking. Those are exactly the qualities these actors prey upon. Secondly, during a critical time in any business's busy season, we need to act fast. And this can sometimes lead to mistakes or not thinking through things, such as prioritizing a system update that's leaving the company exposed. And thirdly, the financial damage caused to a company at the height of their business's seasonality can certainly tempt companies to pay a ransom when maybe they wouldn't have decided to in normal days, but because of the potential restoration timeline in such an event, it really just maybe entices them to make a quick decision.
What should farmers expect from companies they do business with when it comes to data management and cybersecurity?
Farmers should certainly expect that companies are protecting their assets through people, process, and technology. Depending on the criticality of the data shared with other companies, it's fair to inquire into that team, the investments, the capabilities that the company has employed or not, to help make a decision on whether you feel comfortable doing business with them. As we do for third-party vendors who support our business process, we ask them questions from who owns cybersecurity in your organization to have you had a third-party accreditation of your security posture. It's certainly a data point in addition to many other considerations.
That's Sarah Engstrom, the Chief Information Security Officer at CHS. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for joining us here Around the Table. To learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership, visit cooperativeownership.com.